This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I thought of Ryan Day, of all people, last night. And I'm not an Ohio State fan. I had a person, I went to Axel's Wrestling yesterday to pick him up from practice. And I told you, I got a buddy in town. Obviously, there's a lot of Ohio State fans in Streetsboro, Ohio. I mean, good God, it's a town in Ohio. But I got one buddy who's like really in. He's like, so they going to fire Day? And I'm like, probably not. Probably not. And he was like down that I said probably not. And I said, hey, you have every right. You know, it was basically the show that we did yesterday about Ryan Day. I'm watching that game yesterday. I go, this is where he belongs. The NFL is where he belongs. And I got it. You know where I thought about it yesterday? And I got mad because I thought I should have done it during the show. And maybe it crossed my mind, but I didn't have the wherewithal to say it yesterday in a four-hour show. And I felt bad about it. They're doing it because I was so focused on what Troy Aikman had said about Deshaun Watson, calling him the albatross. But before that, they are showing Kevin Stefanski. And guys, they said the coach of the year stuff. Not me. I know you guys all
two
go crazy.
Two times.
Yeah. But they're like, you know, this guy's such a great coach and this, that, and the other. And, you know, he took over a team with 12 straight losing seasons. And look what he's done. And I've said I've had a few criticisms of Kevin, obviously. But my biggest criticism of him has been he's a manager. He is not the type of fiery type of personality that is going to be able to dig them up from the doldrums. And that's fine if you have the quarterback. If you have the quarterback or you have the leader, he's able to get them going. Like, the Browns have not looked good in some of these games. Can I say they've rolled over and died with Jameis Winston? Not really. No. They've rolled over and died with another guy being their quarterback because, again, it's fake leadership. It's forced leadership. They know it. You can lie to the fans. Fans can lie to each other. You can lie to everybody else. You can't lie to them players. They know it all. They know. They might try to lie to themselves, but they know it in the end. And I'm going, if you have the right leaders there, you don't have to be that leader of men. Like, I think if Kevin Stefanski left the Browns and say he, they go, you know what? Lincoln Riley is leaving USC to go to the Chicago Bears. And you know what? Kevin Stefanski wants to go be the head coach at USC. I think it would be a total disaster and failure. Because Ryan Day, to me, is not the type of guy that goes in there and grabs people and leads them and builds them up. Like, he expects them to do that themselves. Kevin expects them to do that themselves. I go, this is an NFL coach in college football. He should be in the NFL.
Yeah, there are two different things.
Yes, he should be with professionals, Not with guys, and I know they're getting paid. They're not professionals. They're not. They're in a lot of ways, we treat them as children. And you have to do that at times, and you have to build them up. In the NFL, you're not supposed to do that. And that's where I had that comparison. I'm sitting there thinking last night, I go, I wish I would have said that this morning. I'm writing all this stuff down. I'm watching this game. I go, I wish I would have said this morning. Because I go, Kevin Stefanski is an NFL coach. He would do terrible in college football. The only way he would do well is because he could scheme and he would have all the talent. Like if Kevin Stefanski were the head coach at Ohio State, I think he'd do the same job Ryan Day does. I think he'd lose against the Michigan Wolverines because I don't think he knows how to get them the right way. Maybe an overcorrection because that's what Ryan Day has done. He hasn't taken it seriously enough, and then he overcorrects, and now they hold on too tightly. And I think that Kevin Stefanski might do the same thing. And I go, this is why he just needs to go. This is a Browns show today after the Browns loss. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm thinking, it's right there for you. Chicago, I don't know if anybody wants the Jets. The Giants, I don't know. It's right there for you. And this, guys, I'm not a Buckeye fan. It's not wishful thinking. It's a question of fit.
At the same time,
it's a matter of fit.
I wonder if he's continually coming up short in the very few games where he goes up against similar talent. And by the way, that wasn't the case last Saturday. He had way more talent than his opponent. I do wonder how squeamish decision makers in the NFL would be about making Ryan Day your head coach, maybe an offensive coordinator, but your head coach. That's tough because especially when you're seeing the Dan Campbells of the world, you know, you're starting to see some of that in the NFL. And there's very few Pete Carrolls that could do.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but Jimmy Johnson.
I'm willing to bet Dan Campbell is one of those guys. Yeah. You could probably do both.
Texas A&M
wanted him last year, but that's crazy. I mean, you got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. But I think Dan is cut from the same cloth as a Jimmy Johnson or a Pete Carroll in that case. That's kind of how I see it, but I think there's guys who are meant to coach in professional football with guys where that leadership is supposed to come from within, and that's expected. And I think that Ryan Day, this is all I'll say, it's a non-fit. Everybody should be a quote-unquote fit for a job that has that much stature, that much pay, that much pressure, but that much talent. Everybody should be that way, but I think we're seeing it right now. Hey, you've won a million games. You have an 800 win percentage going into Saturday. It's not a fit. It's not a fit. You would be a better fit with the Chicago Bears or any team that has an NFL logo. And I think that Kevin Stefanski is the same way. And I think there's certain guys who are cut out. Maybe Mike Vrabel's cut out for both, but you know, we'll see in another way. 216-474-0092. Is Jameis the guy for 2025? You know, I said what I said to John just a second ago. I do. The more I've watched Cam Ward this year, the more I've liked him. This is going to turn into a broken record stuff, and I don't want to turn this into a draft show after a game. But I'll say this. He's actually listed at 223, so I was in the neighborhood. He's listed at 6'2", probably 6'1", somewhere in there. I think he's big enough to absorb the hits in the NFL, the punishment in the NFL. I think that he's had the leadership I think that he's elevated the situations that he's been in. I mean, you know, his coach in Miami's been known to do some silly things, as we've seen here over the last couple of years, but he's elevated that program. And I think he's done a fantastic job as a college quarterback. I would go with him. But I also think that I would probably start the season with Jameis Winston. DTR is a fine enough young man. Deshaun Watson, I don't know how that situation is going to work out, how they get out of that contract, but I know I'm stuck with him in some fashion. But I can treat him as George Costanza and play now. Oh, you're on the roster, and you will get a paycheck. But we got to move on in a different direction. Because this whole, if we haven't seen it last year you could say, well, it was a flash in the pan, whatever. We're seeing it this year. I mean, they lost last night. People aren't that mad. And the reason they're using it is because at least the other guy isn't playing. Guys, it's that simple for you. So I can't allow that to permeate into my situation going into 2025. I can't give any more mulligans, and they're not going to get any more. So I would definitely be open, even after seeing last night in the up and down roller coaster that it is, the raging wolf bobs of a Jameis Winston situation. I will at least start the season with that next year. Yeah, I'm open to it.
Yeah, I mean the there's good and bad there. The good is that you're going to have amazing performances like yesterday, where there's a ton of good and bad. Even in that amazing performance, it's going to be one for the history books. It also kind of validates that your receivers are nowhere near as bad as people thought they were, people like me. And also, you can overcome some issues, some injuries on your offensive line. The fact you have no running game. I mean, think about that for a second. You have zero running game, and yet, with everybody knowing what you're going to do on every down, you're still able to move the ball up and down the field and throw for, you know, 500 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty darn incredible, is it not, Kenny?
Yeah.
That everybody knew they had no chance to try to put that ball on the ground, any kind of ground control, to wear a defense down that way. No, they waved the white flag on that and still moved the football up and down. And I think there is, you're hoping, obviously, if you come back next year, you have more of a running back room that is going to be credible. You're going to have decisions to make there with Nick Chubb, obviously, and just what you're going to do overall in the draft. But I do think that there is merit there. The bad part is I definitely think you have a limited ceiling. Like I'm definitely not going into next year if Jameis is your starter.
I can't go back in with the same room. I can't.
What do you mean?
Jameis, DTR, Deshaun Watson.
I just mean there's nobody's going to be talking about the Browns in a Super Bowl window next year.
No.
Like that's just not going to be part of the equation with Jameis.
But I got to be better than 3-whatever right now. Probably what 5-whatever it might be by the end of the year, because I think he'll throw you into some wins by the end of this season.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.